You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Absolutely beautiful. Thank you two fellas for coming up here on the show. I'm fizzing to have you guys up here because you guys are a very talented band.
It's good to be here. Thanks for having us on again, having me on again, instead of having Joe on for the first time. You want to say hi, Joe?
Yeah, hello. Well, I guess it's not really my first time. We did come in here for Fancy New Band. That was towards the end of last year, I believe.
Perhaps.
Yes. But that was really fun. Getting five of us in the little room with our amps, like stacked on top of each other, on top of chairs. That was quite cool.
You guys have been playing quite a lot of gigs lately. What's that been like? Been quite tiring, or is it just super energizing? It's heaps of fun for you guys?
I think like a little bit of both. You get real excited and it's real cool to prepare and build up and get out there and play. It also depends. Like we went down to New Plymouth, went down on a Friday, came back up. It can get a little bit draining sometimes, but it's just, I think, sort of getting up there and playing music and getting the reception from your songs and the set and trying things out is really cool and energizes us. And yeah, we played like 4 gigs in May. We played a handful of gigs this month as well. So it's been awesome, really like getting the ball rolling.
Yeah, I think just to add to that, it's like when you play a shit ton of gigs, you realize that you kind of have to have a routine of sorts before and after. At least I've realized that for myself. Like I can get quite anxious post show, like when there's lots of people in the crowd or anything. I don't really like to go out and that kind of stuff. So being sober during shows has been a new thing for me. But yeah, you kind of realize after playing more shows what works for you, and I think we're getting used to that, you know. When you play lots, there's a necessity to kind of take care of yourself a little bit more, and I've certainly felt that.
Playing sold-out gigs, having all these people at your shows, having people support your music, and it really seems like you're gaining a lot of momentum with your tracks. You're releasing new stuff. Is it quite an exciting time for Fools Lagoon?
Yeah, definitely. It's sort of like we've been working quietly away. We were recording and we were practicing and we had a bit of change in personnel. We got a new drummer and we sort of, things started slowly. We went a bit of a lull and just getting that snowball going. It's sort of really cool to see that our work that we're putting in is sort of coming to a bit of fruition. And I think especially with the music, you know, we wouldn't have recorded that stuff if we didn't like to play it. And it's the cool thing about that is playing it live and hearing the sort of reception and then picking the bits from the shows that really go down well, the sort of bits and pieces that we can do with that and running with it and sort of honing it, and it sort of makes it really fun and it's sort of like an interaction. And that's probably my favorite part, is sort of that, you know, between the act and the crowd and just seeing that those things sort of like sort of boiling up and making waves, I guess.
Yeah, and it's so funny you say that, because it's like the music that we decide to create and make, it's often a response to the great time that we have, like playing a show. Yeah. Like we'll play a song or something or a cover, and when that gets a lot of like feedback from the crowd, then we'll be like, okay, we need to make a song that's like what we played. Otherwise, I don't know, like what are we making music for? Like for us, it's all about making like a good experience live. Making good music to listen to is all good and fun, and we enjoy that, but it's all about the live experience for us. Yeah.
Excellent. Wow. I mean, a little bit off topic, but I really enjoyed the cover of ABBA you guys did at your gig at Deadmatch.
Yes. Yeah.
Over the weekend, when you were playing at a house party, I saw a lot of covers. Falls Lagoon has such a unique sound. Last time Josh was here, we spoke about defining your guys' music. Joe, I'd like to ask you that question.
So when people ask me this question, it's kind of one of those things we were like, oh, you know, we're kind of here nor there.
We're eclectic.
We're an eclectic mix of genres. No. I don't like saying that. I like saying we're five blokes from New Zealand, and we're obviously quite rooted in the sort of Kiwi indie scene, quite, you know, decades of history there. But I sort of like to view it as sort of the modern, the scene's quite sort of surfy, garagey, indie, sort of taking a sort of base from there, like I said, with our five guys and our instruments. And we're sort of trying to inject a little bit of sort of little bits of funk, dance here and there, and then still being able to sort of bring it down for the ballads. And I think what we're trying to go for with this, with our new music that we've recorded, and I think Misty is sort of shows that as well, is sort of showing those new sort of flavors that maybe haven't been explored so much in New Zealand at the moment. And sort of just getting that sort of, and I guess as musicians, that's really fun to play, the funky and dance. And I sort of only really got into the funk sort of guitar relatively recently, but it's so fun to play and get people dancing. And I think going forward, we want to get more of that that sort of flavor, but also still being able to have sort of a range and bring it down and have some of the slower, more sort of more moody songs, I guess, at times.
Yeah, and that's not to say that like garage, like indie surf rock is not good by any means, because we all collectively like that. Like Matt, when he was starting the band, he was like, I want to make a Marco Road Ocean Alley type band. And then we gathered all the guys together and we started making this thing. But we've discovered over the course of our time together that it's well, for one, logistically, I love playing like synth pads and stuff. And oftentimes that doesn't really fit. And it just happens that the plugins and the synths I was using were quite 80s inspired.
Yeah.
And so it was hard to fit that into like a surf rocky kind of sound, because inevitably it would just sound like 80s synth pop. And so that's kind of what it turned into to an extent. And then Joe was again getting into like funk rock, like funk guitar and that kind of stuff. And
Matt, our lead guitarist, he loves his funky little pentatonic riff boxes. He loves it, and it's really good. And yeah, you can hear it on Misty. It's sort of just yeah.
Misty's came out recently, Misty's Mystique. If anyone hasn't listened to it, go on Spotify right now.
Yes, please. I do think that you'll enjoy it, because we enjoy it.
It's fun to play.
It's our criteria. If it's fun to play and we like it, then you must like it.
It's an imperative.
It's a Falls Lagoon fundamental. Yeah, tell me about Misty's Mystique. Why is it so fun to play for you guys? And compared to the other music that you've made, how does this differ, or how have you kind of like stepped it up?
Started, I guess, had a long journey, started with chord sequences, but I think what really turned it from sort of like noodling to a thing was the sort of the rhythmic sort of stabs. It's quite syncopated, I think is the term. And once that sort of came in, we're like, okay, now this is sort of something that interests us more, to take it sort of from a noodle into a song.
I think definitely, not to get into music theory too much, but initially Matt came to us with this like chord idea, which was,
I think it was Mark.
Mark
was
came
kind of two things together, really.
Yeah, and then I was like, this is kind of boring. And so I was like, okay, why don't you like start the chord sequence on the two, which is like in music like 1, 2, 3, 4. What if you start it on the two and then just get it rolling from there? So every chord sequence starts on the two instead of on the one. And then it just created this like interesting rhythm to it, I guess. You would have to hear it to understand the context, but yeah.
And I think those are the sort of things that take, like I said, from just sort of like you're sitting around and playing a song or playing just a chord sequence. And I guess for us, that was the thing that that rhythm that took us from, yeah, okay, now this could be a song. And then that gives you the inspiration to sort of go from there, add bits on top, someone goes, sits home, Matt does the little funky lick. Josh, we videoed us rehearsing it, and Josh is singing a melody, and then I go back and do some lyrics, and then we link back up, and that's, I guess, the short long way.
Was it a long process creating Misty's Mystique, or was it just one of those ones where it was like, oh, this sounds dope.
Bro, I mean, once we had the groove down, it was pretty much set from there. But the funny thing is, when we were recording it, we realized it was far too complicated. It just came with this like rhythmic mess, which is where our producer and good friend CJ came in and like tidied it all up for us and really made it into a much more cohesive and concise song, whereas before it was just rhythmically a little messy.
Now, is Missy's Mystique going to be part of something a bit bigger? Is there an EP coming out soon?
Yeah, so when we recorded that song in October, we actually set up for about 4 or 5 days with CJ being Connor Jane, producer. We set up in a house, and he's at a mobile studio, and we set up there for about 4 or 5 days, and we had 4 songs, and we recorded those. So we sort of smashed all those out, did a bit of more extra vocals and bits and pieces on top at a later date. And so that is going to be our second body of work, as Josh was saying, our second EP. And that, we'll see how we go with that. We'll see how we go with that. We'll say towards the end of the year, because we'll set that up. We'll probably have another single, maybe. But yeah, no, it's quite exciting. And I think this direction is more sort of like focused and pointed and where we want to be, rather than our first one was kind of more of like a exploration. It was just sort of like having a bit of fun. Now this time we're sort of being like, okay, what do we like to play? You know, like we were saying, what's going to get us going, and what do we think's a good sort of good direction?
This Friday is your next gig. It's your single release show for Misty's Mystique, and tickets are selling fast. So if you're listening to this, I suggest you probably get them quick.
Yeah, Friday, swing down to Anthology. We're being opened by...
So we got Gig Impress, who's actually a friend of Josh's. It's one of them is his workmate, so that's quite cool. And then we've got Paul the Kid, and he's a mate of our drummer Sam. And yeah, I think it's going to be cool. We're kind of excited because we sort of got like a range of musical stuff going on. Gig Impress have kind of got like this sort of like off-kilter sort of indie thing going on. Psych rock, yeah. And then Paul the Kid, he's just got some buzzy kind of like ska, hip-hop almost inspired.
Out the gate.
Very hard to put in a box, but very, very entertaining. And then us, funky indie guys.
We'll be throwing some covers in there as well. Basically, it's a celebration of the work that we've put in, and all the music and all the people that have kind of like followed us along the way. And so there will be a lot of familiar faces for us, and hopefully some unfamiliar ones as well. If you're listening and we sound like something you could be interested in, check it out. Tickets are on our Instagram at Fool's Lagoon.
This is Joe and Josh from Fool's Lagoon, and this is our new single, Misty's Mystique.
That's all she wants. Well, I swear that's all she wants. making more than $40 an hour.
Josh and Joe from Fool's Lagoon. Fellas, what is your favorite song to cover live?
Oh my god. At the moment, my favorite song to cover live is actually a mixture of two iconic songs for two iconic childhoods. For one, we have a funky like house cover of Another Brick in the Wall, which you have to be there. You have to be there to like hear it and witness it. But yeah, Connor, our bassist, he just like lays down a fat one and we just like get into it and it's awesome. And then that quickly transitions into Crazy Frog. Crazy Frog.
Like a funk cover of Crazy Frog or?
I don't even know.
I know. It's sort of just like a five guys having it's we're fooling around like five guys getting into it playing Crazy Frog, a few bing bings in there.
Yeah,
I don't know what else to say.
Just the band in the back in unison, bing bing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and everyone, it's one of those songs that everyone knows.
Exactly.
And so is Another Brick in the Wall. So when you get Brick Frog,
you get
You're, it's whelming. Some might say it's overwhelming, but we'll leave that up to the listener.
Fool's Lagoon opens for a band, dead or alive, who is it? In your guys' opinion, you guys can both have one answer each, because I feel like it might be different.
Josh knows exactly what I'm going to say.
Oh, no.
So this would be a favourite, hold on.
We have to count down from three, two, one,
Oasis. Yeah, so you knew that this was what I was going to say. Look, I'd be doing the world a favour because everyone wants them to get back together. They want Liam and Noel to put down their beef, unite the world, you know, world peace.
Amen. World peace.
Cigarettes and alcohol and world peace. That's what we want.
Amen. Cigarettes, alcohol, world peace and yeah. Wonderwall as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we played that on Saturday night. But I forgot my capo, so...
Oh, and you, Josh, you were like holding the the thing, right?
I was holding down the strings on the second fret, like a true worker. I was getting into it. Yeah, that was a painful experience, but I would say Wonderwall warrants that kind of effort,
dedication
mm-hmm. to craft. We would never play it open strings. Got to have it on capo two.
No, you can't.
Capo two.
Oh, you guys have your guitars sitting here. And I think they're gathering up a bit of dust. So
yeah, we were trying to figure out what we were going to play, because we knew we wanted to play a song, because it's always fun to play a song on radio. But we couldn't figure it out. And so we opted to go for one that Joe and I kind of came together and wrote on these exact two guitars.
Yeah, it would have been.
Yeah. So we're going to play it. This is Try, and it's from our first body of work. But it's a great song. Big fan of it. Yeah, should we do it?
1, 2, 3, 4... I tiptoed around you before we broke eyes, afraid to lose my footing, to fall down and die. So we kept it unspoken, left it to our eyes. But now our speech is broken, we're lost in a lie. Maybe one day I'll find a way for us to open up. But too many days wandered away, now we're forever gone. We could do it if you want to, and all you'd ever have to do is try, try, try. And I know I won't be perfect, but we don't know if we don't have our time. Try, with woven fingers and colors, we'll watch the grass grow. As we move closer and closer, the farther we'll go. It seems our time is limited, so can we explore and see where this will lead us before it all blows. Maybe one day I'll find a way for us to open up. Too many days wandered away, now we're forever gone. We could do it if you want to, and all you'd ever have to do is try, try, try. I know I won't be perfect, but we don't know if we don't have our time. Try, try. I've got some things to learn about being in love. We could do it if you want to, and all you'd ever have to do is try, try, try. I know I won't be perfect, and we don't know if we don't have our time. Try, try.
That was amazing, guys. Thank you so much for coming on here. That was Try off of Fool's Lagoon's first EP.
That's the one.
Definitely go listen to that on Spotify. And also go listen to Misty's Mystique, which is out as well. Fool's Lagoon is playing this Friday at Anthology on K Road. Get your tickets from undertheradar.co.nz. And yeah, fellas, thank you so much.
Cheers for having us, Joe.
Always a pleasure.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.